Penguin Random House Audio presents Fire Rush by Jacqueline Crooks. Read for you by Leonie Elliott.
I had thought of walking far from the terrible knowledge of flames, Spathadia, from ghost-ridden trumpet tree, from personal disaster, God's binding judgment, drunken mystery, and wisps of smoke from cockpits crying lonely, lonely. But walking in the woods alternating dark with sunshine, I knew nothing then of cities or the killing of children in their dancing time. Olive Senior, Cockpit County Dreams, in Talking of Trees. Book 1, The Crypt, Underground, November 1978. To November 1980. If sound is birth and silence death, the echo trailing into infinity can only be the experience of life, the source of narrative and a pattern of history. Louis Chude Sakai, Dr. Satan's Echo Chamber, Reggae, Technology, and the Diaspora Process. Chapter 1. Follow the Smoke. One o'clock in the morning, Hotfoot, all three of us, step in where we had no business. Tombstone Estate Gyals, Caribbean, Irish. No one expects better. We ain't it, but we sure ain't shit. All we need is a little bit of rhythm, so we got in a it. Deep into the dance hall crypt. Come now, Asase calls, pushing her way down the stairs, high priestess glow, red Ankara cloth wound round her hair like a towering inferno. Asase is the oldest, 25, a year older than me and Ruma. Ruma is nothing like her red-haired Irish family. My gyal is dance-taught, tall with a rubber-ribbed belly, androgynous. Blonde. She dyes her hair obsidian black, stuffs it underneath a knitted red-gold-green rasta cap. We squeeze past chirps in men, stand in front of the arch wooden door, suck in the last of the O2. I follow Asase inside. My gyal follows the smoke. Beneath barrel-vaulted arches. Dance-all darkness. Pile-up bodies. Ganja clouds. We lean against flesh-eaten limestone walls near two coffin-sized speaker boxes that vibrate us into the underworld. Run-ins. The scene goes the usual way. A rasta pulls Ruma, which is good because that's the only kind of man she'll dance with. They're respectful. They're my brethren, she says. A sweet boy pulls a sasse. Test in, 1, 2, 3. Lights go on for a few seconds. Only one type of man left for me. A tall, light-skinned man, face the colour of wet sand, stalked green eyes, standing in his silence. Man pulls me with not so much as a, what's up, wanna dance? Nothing. Watcher. There are only three kind of man pulls, usually from behind. Pull one. Grip above elbow, pull back, bend, ram, hard rubbing. Options, forget it. Pull two, hand grip, spin face to face, body, check, ram, rub. Options, none. Best give up your body for one tune, at the very least. Pull three, soft boy tap on the shoulder. Options, nuff. This man's trouble. I can tell by his use of pull one and the size of his belt and the way he jukes himself into my centre of gravity. His body's not tuned for rhythms. It's flex for the war zones of history, the battles of the streets. I tip my ass, inch my pubic bone away from his hard-on. He puts his mouth to my ear, warm breath. Simmer down. Flattens his palms against my batty, pulls me back in. Version after B-side instrumental version, he grips me, wordless. We're in a crypt in the thick of duppy dust, lost rivers, streams, and sewers bubbling beneath us. Smoke's taken over, thickening, choking me. And I wonder why I attract these kind of men, who are just like my father. Men who strike fear in people just by the way they stand, skewering the silence with their stares. Four dances in before I make my soft yell excuse. Mouth, gotta go. Toilet. Man nods. I exhale. One floor up, I sit in the toilet cubicle. Smell candles and incense and old wood from the church. Light my spliff. Suck more smoke into my lungs. Feel mama shoot into my veins. I hear her song. Her voice, treble, reed and flute. She cuts in on me with sound waves singing, daughter, I and I is tune. Spirit or not, mama's all I've got, the only one I trust. Stay, I whisper, but she's gone. I imagine my ganja smoke snaking around my dance partner, dragging him into the afterworld beneath the crypt. But the man's waiting for me downstairs, Taras. One hand clipped on his belt like he's toting a gun.
Inna it, baby,
he says, and pulls me into the dance hall, positions me against the wall, wedges himself into my body. I hold my breath and pray for a rootsy liberation track to put him off his slow, winding moves. But I'm locked in, tune after tune after tune. 3 o'clock in the morning. We're 10 feet below and the town's weighing down on us. Stench of sweat, stale gases and lead.
Soon come, man shouts in my ear. Need a light.
He takes a cigarette out. I met my move quick time, slip into the mass of closed-eyed skankers, sucked into the slipstream of rippling spines. Try to get as close as I can to the decks. Watch the MC. See how he handles the mic and the controls. We're dancing in darkness, skinning up with the dead. I feel them twisting around me, round and round, rattles on their wrists and ankles, broken beat bodies of sound. The dubmaster spinning versions of delayed time, slack-jawed, slicking up words from tongue root. I want to take the mic from his hand, blaze fire on Babylon. In my head, I'm chatting lyrics. Set it, come at we hear it from the uptown posse. Get down, every posse drive forward, fire! Bodies rippling like seagrass, synthesizing air and bass. In a caves of sound, we skank low, spirits high, drop moves as offerings to the soundboxes, wooden deities full of fading voices. The regulars are scattered around the square pillared vault, rocked by storm sounds, swaying under the shelter of arches, some pressed tight against the walls, others bubbling in the epicenter, below low hovering smoke clouds. Strangers pass through, hold position on the edges. There's Eustace, the owner of Dubsteppers Records, skanking next to the decks. One hand behind his back, the other steering the air. There's Cynthia, the lover's rock queen with a bronze-sprayed afro, who cradles her sagging womb when she sings, rocking from side to side to reggae love songs. And Lego, in the middle of the dance floor, two-stepping best he can with his artificial leg. Skanking hard, using his walking stick like a spear, firing it in other ear, shouting, "Mush down, Babylon!" Nobody knows if he's lost his mind or found a higher consciousness, like our men who lead the marches and rallies, chanting, "Black power!" over the heads of the sistrin. Lovers rock time, and our bodies are ships rolling through smoke and heat, under pressure from treble and bass. I sway in the broiling center, far from the walls where men move with mute biological urgency, stabilizing themselves with the weight of women. The MC calls out over the mic, a voice in the darkness, shouting above the waves of sound. The deck's where I've always wanted to be, changing the sonic direction. I'd fling down a rootsy dub track of the ancients, chanting stories about the divinity of our emperors. Take it to the altar spear. Someone takes my hand, eases me around. I wipe sweat from my eyes, look up. Dim lights from the decks flash on and off, and I make out a face that's a smile resting on rocks. He's looking down at me as if he's known me from beyond time,
cables or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?